AJ, Bridge and Spiner.
For breakfast.
Welcome to the AJ, Bridge and Spiner podcast with regular contributors, the PM.
I like sport, but I don't like people, so I don't like going along and having to touch members of the public.
Oh, yeah.
Akmal Saleh.
You know, him and my wife went into the bedroom with the spanner and I sat down and watched Netflix.
Donald Trump.
Good morning, Gold Coast. My favourite kind of coast, believe me.
Funny man, Greg Sullivan.
I'm aiming to leave behind morbidly obese. And just go for obese.
Look out, overweight, here I come.
And everybody's favourite, Ed Cavalli.
And I remember that in 1832, I've heard that tape, and the secret sound was the sound of a chimney sweep falling out of a chimney.
Yeah. So sit back on the leather lazy boy recliner, grab a mocha, and enjoy the ride. It's AJ, Bridge and Spiner's podcast.
We have got a very special guest joining us right now.
Yes.
Gold 92.5.
We certainly do. A lot of people know him as the Honey Badger. His mother knows him as Nicholas Mark Cummins. Good morning.
G'day, guys. How are you?
We're talking about the new Bachelor. It starts this Wednesday live in the studio, mate. Now, the Honey Badger, your name is that because apparently you thought like an animal in defence. Do you understand amongst, with all these women, how much of your animal instincts had to kick in?
Yeah, look, I mean, you know, when you've got a whole bunch of birds that are marching with purpose and they're coming at you hot, and they are hot.
We've seen the pic. We've taken our own pics.
Yeah, you know, you really sit you down, it humbles you. You know, you think, what a lucky bloke. But at the same time, you know, when you get to know them all, you sort of, you develop connections and it actually becomes a responsibility. You know, their heart, you know, is
yes,
in your hands.
Yes, so. That's right.
Do you shed a tear? Do you ever think you'd shed a tear?
Oh,
well, you've got, I like, you'd never picture the Honey Badger, the badger to shed a tear.
Say the Honey Badger.
The Honey Badger. Yes. To shed a tear. You know, you see the ads in his you know, the undies, but is it tough?
Mate, yeah, look, you know what? You may see that. May.
May.
Yeah.
It may not be for the exact reason you're thinking about, but yeah, I think it may happen throughout the series, yeah.
How do you go with a whole lot of women chasing you? Because they always say the animal instinct with a guy is that they like the chase. Now, how is it when there's no chase for you? They're literally throwing themselves at you and you don't know which ones actually are in there for love or which ones are...
They all are.
Or which ones are in there for just to get some more Instagram followers.
Yeah, that's right. You know, traditionally, you'll see... When a lion sees something run, all of a sudden it'll want us to chase it. You know, I get that. And that's me in the normal world. But in this situation, you know, they're all coming at you, and it's more about it's just you're sussing it out. You're ducking and weaving. You're going, no, it's about danger there. So you got to be pretty mindful. But no, look, it's the odds are in my favour. Yeah.
Do you wish you did it? Do you actually wish you did it in another country where you could not only select one, you could select seven?
Oh, stop. No.
I'm not going to lie with that. As a joke, in a joking way, that did cross my mind.
See?
If we were doing this in Dubai, things would be very different.
Yeah, well, you couldn't be pashing in public with a cheese platter like you do for every date on The Bachelor.
Yeah, but you'd have a hummer, buddy, you know, a stretched hummer, and you'd have buddy.
Okay.
Yeah, anyway, that way you can fit them all in.
Explain that, right. Yeah. Hey, why are you single? Why do you need this show? I mean, you're a good-looking rooster. Actually, you're better looking in real life, too.
There you go.
Oh, yeah, thanks, Del. Yeah. No, look, I think, you know, I don't need it. Sure, anyone can go out to the bar and grab anyone and sort of form a relationship, but you don't want that. You want something special. You want something that's going to, I don't know, is more suited to you and your life paths line up and you sort of, I think coming into the show, the girls don't know who The Bachelor is.
Yeah.
And that way, for me personally, I get a fresh start. They're not just going to judge me off what they've seen of me or what sport I do.
That's good.
It's about who I am.
So. Right. Well, myself and Adrian thought we'd look at the lineup
and
give you a bit of a sneak peek of what we would have chosen.
Yeah.
Now, we haven't met any of these like you would have at the start, are our top three.
Which is really dodgy from a 44-year-old and a 60-year-old.
Especially when one of them is the same age as my daughter.
Excuse me. I've had lots of experience. Thank you very much.
Oh. Okay. So our Spider's main picks is gone all Queensland.
Hang on, Bridgie.
Do you know what? Queensland are paying $2.50. I've looked at all the odds. I had a big bet on House Rules and lost that, so I'm on to the Batchy.
All right, now, Spider, by the way, he said as he was looking at everyone, it's so hard because I don't know them.
Yeah.
I'm sure you said that in the nightclub in your day too. He said, I'm not going south either.
No.
So he's gone all right. Queenslanders.
Yeah, not going south.
Rhiannon from Queensland. Sophie from Queensland and Tennille from Queensland are his strong, top picks.
Strong.
Yeah. Now, there's a double up with Rhiannon because AJ also picks Rhiannon, 28, Queensland. Dodgy.
I like the song.
Lovely girl.
Brooke, 23, from WA.
Mm. Oh. Very interesting.
Kayla, 27, Queensland.
Yeah, she's also lovely.
Hang on. You might have to see the video to see the face there.
Yeah.
So, Tennille, I reckon Rhiannon's doing okay. Sophie, Queensland, yeah, she's all right, yeah.
Look, they're absolutely beautiful. All right. You picked a bunch of stunners there, and you know what? They've all got something special about them, every one of them, so you can't really put one on a pedestal.
The more
you get to know them, the more you realise where the gold is.
Okay, I can't wait for the psycho. Yeah. There's always at least one psycho per bachelor or bachelorette. I'm looking forward to that one.
Yeah, it's probably more.
Sophie Monk didn't make the cut.
You and Sophie be beautiful together. He's just sipping his banana smoothie.
Good luck, mate.
Hey, do you want to hang around? I've got a sport question for him next.
Oh, okay.
Let's go.
No worries.
AJ, Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook and on air. Weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.
The Honey Badger from, what's it called?
The Bachelor.
You know I don't watch reality TV.
If maybe if Ninja Warrior's dated.
Yeah, I know. So you've got a question.
I have. Honey Badger, look, in the AFL, we don't have red cards or yellow cards. Now, I know Union, you have the red and yellow cards. They do in soccer. They do in the NRL. I'm really pushing for the AFL to get it. Yeah. What do you reckon? Are they worthwhile having? You've copped a couple of cards yourself over your career.
Yeah, I have, mate. Christmas cards and various other things, but with this penalising, I've had two yellows. I think the good thing about a card is it can give you some disciplinary action right on the spot, and it can that way save weeks of being being suspended
because
you've already served your time.
Yeah.
So when they reassess it, they go, no, it wasn't as bad as it looked. And he's already had to be off for say 60 minutes of a game, which the other team had scored this many tries.
Yep.
So it's actually time spent. You've served your dues.
Well, my one is the fact that you're getting penalised against the team that you did the act against, rather than penalising, giving the advantage to other teams. Because, if you get 3 weeks, the only teams that advantage that are the teams you got in the next 3 weeks, not the actual team you're playing right now. So my understanding is that red cards are fantastic. If you've done an act that's going to be sent straight to the tribunal, there's no doubt about it, or it's behind play, give them a red card, send them off for the rest of the game. At least the team they're playing then gets the benefit.
Yeah, well, that's how it works in footy, and it's a real. It feels like a real bugger when you do get sent off. You let the team down, and it definitely costs you.
Hang on, you can make it less harsh, and like you do on The Bachelor for elimination, the red rose. So why can't the refs go out with the red rose and go, I'm sorry.
Because you only get a rose if you make the cut.
Oh, that's right. Well, you don't get a rose. You don't get a red rose. There we go. We do the opposite. What about that?
We work beautifully. I know sport. Bridge knows the batchy.
Good on you guys.
Gold 92.5. Gee, I tell you what, Bridge, he's wearing.
See you, honey badger.
What's he wearing? He's wearing some really nice. Yeah.
What do you reckon he's wearing?
I don't know. Maybe Tom Ford or Giorgio Armani or Hugo Boss.
Oh, please.
Tommy Hilfiger. I don't know.
Who?
He's just left.
It smells nice,
AJ
the bike.
Likes the smell of the honey badger. I asked him before he came on air. You ready?
Yeah.
Organic tea tree oil.
Wow.
He goes all organic.
Yeah.
Ladies, you know what that normally means.
Yeah.
What? Use of deodorant.
AJ, Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook and on air. Weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.
Guys, put your hands together. Welcome to the show, Greg.
Greg
Sullivan, funny man. Greg, just check your microphone there for me, please.
How's that?
Very good.
Oh.
Can I get a little bit more bottom end?
That's what the doctor said to me last Thursday, Greg, but that's another story. Greg Sullivan, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Lovely day.
It's an exciting time, isn't it, Spider?
Big week. Yeah, we love footy this time of the year. The final's just around the corner, we know that, and for the AFL and the NRL. Doesn't matter what code you follow, it's exciting. We love September.
I've been working overseas a lot this year, and I haven't been for... Are the Suns in the eight?
Oh, don't
I haven't,
be.
I haven't been following.
Overseas, you've been in Bribe Island, mate. Come on.
Oh, look, I've been all over the
Suns
place.
Are in the 18th.
Yeah.
On the other end.
Now, I heard...
Just.
Can you explain this to me, Spider? I heard something a mate of mine was saying that apparently some clubs get... Like, there's an advantage in being... Last in the AFL?
The lower you are, you get a priority pick, so you get the better draft choices. So the bottom clubs get the so-called better kids in the draft.
So they actually, there might be a tactical advantage in if you're not going to make the eight, throwing a game or two.
Well, there's been a few games where there's been a selection where a couple of games people have gone, I know why you've left that player out and why you haven't chosen that player, because they think if they lose, they're going to get better players.
I was wondering why they called me this week.
Greg.
Blast from the past.
Yeah, you've been watching Australian Ninja Warrior?
I love that show. I think, you know, Australia's amazed us with our ability to be ninja-like, but I reckon if we're going Japanese martial arts, we should try Australian Sumo Warrior, because I see a lot more candidates for that around than ninjas. But one thing...
Well, we're living in obese society.
Oh, it's obesogenic, as my doctor would say.
Isn't that a protein powder you take to get skinny?
Yeah. I'm on the obesogenic at the moment, actually. Right. No, but I... one thing that they've missed in the whole ninja thing is ninjas are supposed to be never seen.
Yeah.
And here they are on the telly. Here they are on the telly, oiled up in fluoro. That's not very ninja-like. The person who wins Australian Ninja, they should just be shots of empty obstacles, and then the button goes off, and you go, what happened? And but they only get to be... There's only one every season, isn't it? That means there's a lot of unemployed ninjas getting around, isn't there? Yeah. And where are they? Obviously, you don't know because you can't see them, but... I think I have a theory. I know where all of these second-rate ninjas are working.
Yeah, right, where?
On the M1 between the Gold Coast and Brisbane. They put out signs and cones and then disappear. And you slow down to 40 and you go, what the hell is this about? Ninjas.
AJ, Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook and on air weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.
Australian Ninja Warrior, we've just come off another series of that you've been watching.
Australian Ninja Warrior, I love that show. I think, you know, Australia's amazed us with our ability to be ninja-like, but I reckon if we're going Japanese martial arts, we should try Australian Sumo Warrior, because I see a lot more candidates for that around than ninjas. But one thing...
Well, we're living in obese society.
Oh, it's obesogenic, as my doctor would say.
Isn't that a protein powder you take to get skinny?
Yeah. I'm on the obesogenic at the moment, actually. No, but one thing that they've missed in the whole ninja thing is ninjas are supposed to be never seen.
Yeah.
And here they are on the telly. Here they are on the telly, oiled up in fluoro. That's not very ninja-like. The person who wins Australian Ninja, they should just be shots of empty obstacles, and then the button goes off, and you go, what happened? And but they only get to be... There's only one every season, isn't it? That means there's a lot of unemployed ninjas getting around, isn't there? Yeah. And where are they? Obviously, you don't know because you can't see them, but... I think I have a theory. I know where all of these second-rate ninjas are working.
Yeah, right, where?
On the M1 between the Gold Coast and Brisbane. They put out signs and cones and then disappear. And you slow down to 40 and you go, what the hell is this about? Ninjas.
AJ, Bridge and Spider, funny man Greg Sullivan's with us.
Look, it's tough to be a funny man. Don't worry about that. I mean, so many different audiences that you've got to cater to, whether it's an adults-only audience or just your run-of-the-mill hipsters or the kids. Now, you've experienced this, haven't you, Greg?
Kids are tough, as Spider was saying.
Well, I got asked when I was playing for St Kilda to go to a bar mitzvah. Mm. I never heard of a bar mitzvah. I didn't even know what it was. I was
like, bar in the front of it.
Exactly right. I thought, how good is this?
Be careful, big boy. You could be working at one soon.
Been invited to a bar. I rock up and there's this young kid getting thrown in the air and everyone dancing and pinning money to him. And I'm going, what on earth is going on?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, usually in our culture, dancing and having money pinned on you is your entry to womanhood.
Yeah, that's true.
Not manhood, but I've been working on the cruise ships for a little while, and on Carnival Cruise Lines, we have to do with P&O. You just do adults only shows.
Carnival, this is the top shelf of the cruise lines.
Oh, the Carnival. Only the best of Carnival. I do a lot of them because they pay more, because the shows are harder, because you have to do shows with little tiny kids in the audience. And you were saying you did a
first birthday party.
A first birthday
party?
Yeah, I had to do a first.
They all cried and lost it, so I just roasted the parents. I didn't know what else to do.
Oh, the first birthday party is just the last chance for the parents to get really drunk before the kids know what's going on.
That's true.
I got heckled. The worst, hardest heckle I ever had was from a beautiful little seven-year-old girl. she was at the front, and she was just talking all through my show. And, you know, you can't use your special words, right?
Yeah.
And a lot of your power's robbed. And finally, I couldn't deal with it anymore. I just said, look, where are your parents? And she said, in heaven.
Oh.
And where do I go from there?
What did you do?
I was devastated. Just the worst show I've ever had. Found out afterwards, heaven was the name of the spa on the ship.
Oh, I love it. Hey, thanks, Greg. Greg's back with us next week. Don't forget, August 31, he's playing at 20s Friday, the 31st for Greg Sullivan. It's all a part of the Sydney Comedy Festival Showcase at 20s, 31st of August. It's a Friday.
AJ, Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook and on air. Weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.